Hello, Audio Boo listeners and audio mowers. It is day 30, and this is the last of the Audio Mo recordings. Thank you to Mr. Audio Mo for the initiative over the last couple of years. This is the first time I've done it, and now that it's done, I'm very pleased that I participated. I want to thank my crystal singing bowls for their assistance, a couple of microphones, and the wonderful Alan Hemsworth, who has been giving me a bit of extra motivation to get some booze out. And it's our 2.5 years anniversary today, so that's something I'm very pleased about and very happy about and very grateful for. So I wanted to do a little addendum to recording programs, audio programs from yesterday. One of the things I forgot to mention about AudioShare that makes it also a very appealing app is that it has input monitoring. So if you're using headphones on your iPhone or connected to some sort of stereo microphone, you are able to monitor what you're hearing through the microphone. And one of the differences between it and BossJock for doing raw stereo recordings is that BossJock does a lot of audio processing. It does compression and other such things to try and get the levels good. But if you're trying to get a nice, clean, raw recording with your iPhone, possibly BossJock won't do as good a job with dynamic range. So that, for me, is another reason why the AudioShare app is so useful. The other issue I mentioned yesterday in relation to the program Heard, H-E-A-R-D, which is a recording program that runs in the background on your iDevice and records the last 1, 2, or 5 minutes of sound, then throws it away unless you push the save button. I mentioned in its latest release, which I think is really more of an iOS change, goes to the iPhone telephone speaker, the earpiece speaker, rather than the main speaker at the bottom of your iPhone. And that is a bit deceptive because then you just can't use your iPhone in the normal way. But I then remembered from quite some time back a podcast where someone had been exploring this problem. And if you go into the control center by touching the top of the screen and flicking up with 3 fingers, that's one way of getting there, and you go to AirPlay, under there you'll see that it says what speaker is being used. It will say either iPhone, speaker, or it will say earpiece. And if you double tap the iPhone speaker, then the sound is restored so that your phone sounds normal, but it's still recording. And as you may know, if you have an iPhone 5, there's 3 different microphones. Heard uses the bottom microphone near the speaker, the one that is used when you're talking on the phone, unlike Dictation, which uses the microphone in the earpiece at the top of your phone. So if you are doing Dictation and you have an iPhone 5, if you don't know this tip, talk to the face of the phone, not to the base of the phone, and your accuracy will really improve. The only problem with Dictation, of course, is that it leaves that microphone on once your dictation is completed, which then starts to drain your battery life. Hopefully that bug will be fixed in iOS 8. So that's an update on those programs and tools. And I should thank BossJock as well, if I'm doing thanks, for its help through the Audio Mo challenge, creating a little bit of better sound, although I don't have the proficiency that many other people show on Audio Boo. But this has been a great chance to start using some tools rather than just having them available. It's the end of the financial year here in Australia, so I'm quite happy to be closing the books today and starting a new chapter of services and consulting, coaching, etc. in the 2014-15 financial year that starts tomorrow. So new beginnings. And therefore, June has been a wonderful month to do Audio Mo because it's really chronicled to some extent my journey from what I was doing to what I hope to do to what I am now doing with the new website up and running, timnoonan.com.au, and basically all is good and wonderful in the world. I hope you are having a fantastic day. I hope that you've got some value from some of the boos that I've been recording, and I will be booing more often now that I'm in the habit. Thanks a lot. Take care, and may you be filled with loving kindness. Bye for now.